I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Chances are you're suffering from some cabin fever. So if you're really dying to get outside and enjoy some time afield, there are still a few options left if you're a hunter in West Virginia. And I'll explain them to you coming up right after this. February and March tend to be difficult times for hunters and fishermen. There's just not a lot to hunt for, and in most years, it's just too nasty to enjoy a fishing trip with any success. Keith Krantz is a small game biologist at DNR and tells us there are a handful of things you can still pursue at this time of year.
You can still go grouse hunting, and rabbits and hares are still in season, as is coons and foxes and those kind of animals.
Keith explains he's heard from a number of grouse hunters who have indicated the grouse numbers this year in West Virginia have been up.
The rate has always been about 1.2 per hour over the last 20 years, but the hunters I'm talking to seem to be flushing quite a few more than what they did last year, so I'm hopeful that at least some people are having an improved season.
And if that's the case, it would indicate grouse had a good off-season year for reproduction. As for the cottontail rabbit, well, that too depends a lot on where you go and what kind of landscape you're hunting.
It's just like the grouse. That's all either young forest or early successional stage species. And if you're in an area that they're actively timbering, so we have that young forest stand condition, you're going to have lots of rabbits. It's all habitat. All this stuff is based on habitat. If the habitat dwindles down such that you don't have the amount and the quality of it, the predation and all these other factors start weighing heavier on that little localized population.
If cottontails aren't a big enough challenge, there's the ever-elusive snowshoe hare, but you have to be pretty dedicated to venture into its territory.
Yeah, we have a group of people that are pretty dedicated snowshoe hare hunters. They're a very dedicated bunch. They love doing it. It takes a special breed of person, though, to go up on top of these mountains and those dense spruce stands and hunt those hares, because it's not like a cottontail that it has a very small route that it runs, maybe a few acres. These things can run, they run upwards of a mile loop. So when your dogs get on them, you better be ready.
Don't go stir crazy in the house. Get off the couch, grab the shotgun and the dogs, and find your way to a field or forest near you this week. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.